Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We know Bills fans like to drink, like more than any other fan base in the NFL.
Yeah, buddy.
Some of that has to do with sorrow. Some of that has to do with the culture we were raised watching this team.
Yeah.
However, new numbers suggest something that might be insane.
What's going on?
And it doesn't even feel like this is possible until you start doing some math.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into the story, Tommy. There are some numbers we're going to share with you about drinking and NFL fan bases.
Yeah.
In front of us, we have the top five fan bases that drink the most. And I will tell you right off the bat, the Bills are number one.
Okay.
So before we get to the Bills, would you like to take a shot at the other four, both of you at the same time, lightning round go?
I'm going to say Philadelphia's got to be
in there.
Really?
Nope.
Pittsburgh.
Nope. God, you guys are terrible.
Well, I'm thinking like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Philly.
Yeah,
like,
big, old school fan base.
Okay, so Cleveland is in there. The Browns are four.
Okay.
All right. But no Philly, no KC?
No KC. All right. Lions are five. Browns are four. Bears fans are three.
Oh.
Bengals fans are two.
Oh.
And here come the Buffalo Bills, us, at number
Bengals
one.
Are two.
Yes. So
I guess I don't know much about Bengals fans. I don't know a lot of Bengals fans.
Well, you lived right over the river for a little while.
Yeah. I only went to Reds games, and they have really cheap beer.
Okay.
They have that Hootapole beer, which is like really cheap.
All right. So I will let you know up front, too.
Yeah.
The two through five, Bengals, Bears, Browns, Lions fans, drink on average around five beers per game day. All right? The Lions are at 4.8. The Bengals are at 5.2. Everything in the middle is around five. Would either of you like to guess, on average, how many beers a Bills fan has on game day?
I'm going to say eight.
Eight. Kimmy, would you like to take a shot?
Ten.
The answer.
Double digits.
Damn.
Tommy is the winner. 8.6.
Okay.
Bills fans, on average, have
I'm just guessing there are some that bump up those numbers.
Well, because this is fans, by the way. I think this includes, like, children. I think it's just, like, it's a wide swath.
Oh.
Bills fans, on average, drink three full beers more than the second highest fan base in the NFL.
But,
well, we have, in terms of, like, our tailgating atmosphere, that's all we do. Nobody goes to bars, really. If you're going to the game, you're only sitting there drinking and tailgating. Whereas I don't know in these other cities, you have other things to do, other distractions.
This study is not at the game.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay. All season, no matter.
This is as a fan base, whether you are at the stadium,
at my house.
At a bar, whether you are at your house.
Oh.
This is fans. Stadium consumption.
Oh, okay.
Because it made sense to me game day atmosphere-wise why they could potentially be that much more, but overall.
I mean, I would think I don't think I've ever watched an NFL game as an adult without a drink.
Okay, but you don't have nine, because if we round
I couldn't have nine scotches, I'd be on the floor.
Yeah,
because
you're a bitch. You were saying, I'm sorry.
I mean, but I could not watch a game without a drink.
Okay.
Could you?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a bitch.
What are you talking about?
I can't drink.
Can
you watch a game without a Sunday? You're not going to have a drink?
No, I mean, look, I like to have a drink while watching the Bills, but there's been plenty of games I've watched without having. I don't need to drink. I like to drink. I don't need it. I don't need
have a
it.
Drink.
I can stop whenever I want to. I don't need it.
Drink like a man.
If I am in the safety of the stadium with a ride home, or if I am in the safety of my basement, I will watch and drink.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere else, I'm not
drinking.
Well,
yes. I mean, if I got to drive and stuff.
No, and not even not driving. Like, I don't like drinking at, like, other people's houses watching the game because I don't want to, like, fly off the handle. And I don't like drinking.
I don't want to lose it, man.
If I'm in a bar in Rochester, I don't like drinking at the bar while I'm watching the game.
Right.
Because, again, I don't want to be. And then there's my third grade teacher from Washington Irving, like, shaking their head slowly.
All right.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. I will be clear here.
Yeah.
Straightforward. This study showed up on Instagram and TikTok.
Right.
And there are no numbers cited. Like, there's no, like, study cited here. You know what I'm saying? It was just people talking. So it is very possible this was just made up. And when you hear 8.6 beers a game for Bills fans, you could think this is BS. That's too many. Until you start to add up what you do on game day when the Bills are on.
It's a long day.
Kimmy?
Yeah?
Do you think you drink 8 beers on game day?
No, I personally, no. I think I'm too much of a lightweight now. There was a time.
There was a time.
In my life where, I easily ate beers. No problem.
She's old now. Can't handle it.
Okay.
It affects me a little differently these days.
So if we're going to talk beer as standard can of beer.
12-ounce.
12-ounce can of beer, right? If you think about it, you get to the stadium at 8, 9 in the morning.
You're getting there so early.
Right, you crack one open. Mm. If I'm not the DD, I personally will drink till just after halftime where they stop serving beers in the game.
Yeah.
So that's around 3 o'clock. That's 7 hours
of drinking.
And you're drinking more than one beer an hour.
Exactly. That's just it, Kimmy. Yeah. I am definitely having 8.6 beers in 7 hours. That's a little over a beer an hour.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And it doesn't even feel that bad when you put it in that perspective. Well, it's just a beer an hour.
Well, once you get at the games, they're like double. So
say it again.
The ones you're getting at the game, the tall ones. So
yeah, it's double.
That's
beer.
More than one beer.
But I'm saying if we're counting these as standard like if 12 ounces is every beer you're going to drink,
I gotcha.
I might be drinking 10 to 12 beers a game.
Damn,
is that bad?
No.
No, I'm asking seriously.
No.
If you drink 12 beers over 10 hours, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, no, it's still 7.
And you do it?
10 beers in 7 hours.
And how many days a year do you do that?
Well, 8, 9, 10. It's not playoffs.
You're fine. Drink. Have a drink. Man, have a drink.
How do we not know what is good and what isn't good in upstate New York when it comes to how much you drink?
I'm
dead ass serious. I don't know if I should be ashamed of myself for drinking 10 beers in 7 hours.
Maybe if you were the only one doing it.
But that's
I have a couple drinks a night. I'm not ashamed.
No, but you should be ashamed of you. Why? If I drank like you, I would be ashamed of myself.
That's why
I stopped drinking the way that I did.
Oh, because of me?
Yeah. Look at
you. You're welcome.
Look at you.
What's wrong with me?
Ugh.
I look like a normal 66-year-old man.
No, you look like a normal 66-year-old man when I first met you when you were in your 40s. Kimmy, your husband can drink 8 beers a game day.
Yeah.
Well, we get
no,
it.
He...
There's a lot of pain there, man.
Yeah, he puts down beers, and I think he loses count most of the time. But he also, he's like a weekly beer drinker. Like,
okay.
He will have a beer at night just because he loves beer.
I get it,
He doesn't just hold it to game days.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have a study in front of us, the drinkingest fan bases in the NFL. Lions, Browns, Bears, Bengals, 5 through 2. The Bills, obviously, number one. But what's shocking, 5 through 2, each of those fan bases drink about 5 beers a game. Bills fans average, according to this study, 8.6 beers a game. And this is not at the stadium. This is as a fan, which brings us to the other maybe alarming part of it.
What is that?
I do not even come close to drinking as much at home watching games as I do at the stadium.
Gotcha.
Right? Which would then lead us to believe that Bills fans at the stadium are drinking far more than 8.6 beers a game, bringing up the average of the people at home.
Okay.
Although now that I'm thinking about it, is it easier to drink more at home or at the stadium? Because you're starting later, but you also have easier access to the beer.
But you're keeping track at home.
Are you?
And that, well, you can see the damage you've done.
Whereas
at the stadium, you're probably just tossing it in a bag or whatever, and you keep going. Whereas at home, you see them lined up back to back to back.
And you start so much earlier at the stadium.
You do.
You might be drinking them a little slower at home just based on it's not as social.
Oh, no. If I'm drinking during the game, I drink way faster at my house because I'm so anxious.
All right.
Oh.
And by the way, you know, your argument that, you know, the whole you're seeing them at your house, I would disagree with that. If you have someone come over and let's say you put a 12-er in the fridge, if you're both grabbing, you're not looking.
Yeah, but
you're just reaching in and grabbing.
They're getting deleted pretty quickly.
The amount of times I have reached into my beer fridge for like a Blue Light or a Jenny and I come back empty handed, not realizing we had drank down to the bottom.
Oh.
I'm saying then I'll notice, but it's not until they're all gone.
So you think you drink more at home.
I don't think I drink more at home. I think that if I drank the same amount of time, I would drink way more.
Okay. All right.
But I'm trying to figure out how much it would be. I'm going to start keeping track this season.
All right.
No, I'm not. That's
get a little chart.
Is that depressing?
Cat's drinking chart.
Yeah, don't keep track.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Chuck. Hey, Chucky. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, Pat. Hey, you were asking about a 8.6 in beers in 7 hours. It's only a little bit over what they recommend for people and when you've taken the DWI classes. It's a drink an hour.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Normally, they don't anticipate you drinking for seven straight hours, Chucky.
Well, trust me, in those DWI classes, yes, they do. That's the clientele.
He's got a DWI PhD, it sounds.
He's got a DWI voice.
Chuck, thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. All right. A man with that voice telling me I'm doing okay makes me feel like I'm doing
what are you talking about?
Don't worry about it, Pat.
Drink it all you want.
They want you to drink that much.
You know, Kimmy, as when it comes to why we as Bills fans drink more, then almost, I mean, even then higher than the second, three more beers a game than the second highest. What about game day in Western New York leads us to drink as much as we do?
That's all that's going on most of the time.
Give me an example.
I think in where we live, even if you're not a Bills fan, you still know it's game day.
Okay.
Like that is just what is happening on Sunday. And so I just think it involves so many more people that you get wrapped up in it all.
And it's relaxed. Like that stadium and hanging out there, it looks like a very relaxed atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Where I think some of these other stadiums, it doesn't look all that relaxed.
You go there to spend the day there. You don't go there just to show up for the game and leave.
It's affordable.
Well, yeah, for now.
And that has to help. Yeah, I bet you. I wonder how much that drinking culture changes with the new stadium.
That's a great question. That is a great
question. I'm guessing it's going to go down.
Well, but to your point, like, all right, like, you know, I've been to a couple of away stadiums before.
Yeah.
So, like, I went to Detroit two Thanksgivings ago, that game that got moved. Yeah. Right? So I was there by myself. This is actually the perfect way to illustrate
right.
this. I'm in Detroit by myself. They have somewhat of a tailgating scene, but parking spots cost like $150.
Yeah, I mean, right? You're inside the city.
Yeah, exactly. So they have a couple of bars on the corner, and it's impossible to drink like that inside the bar.
Right. You can't even – they're probably, you know, five deep in these joints before a game.
Well, what's funny is I was staying within walking distance of the stadium.
Ooh, look at you.
It was great, man.
Little
oh, my
traveler.
God.
Go ahead, Hemingway.
There's this bar on the corner right next to the stadium, and I got there at – 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do. And there were a smattering of Bills fans that had made the trip. Yeah. No, the Lions fans didn't start showing up till like 10:30.
Oh, really?
10:30. But again, like, they have access to this.
Yeah.
They could do it if they want to.
They don't.
Similar, you know, heartbreak for the Lions, similar city makeup as yeah. Rochester and Detroit. There's not really a difference.
Really?
What is the difference?
Okay. They have a little bit more self-control.
In Detroit?
I know. What does that say about Buffalo?
Kane writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, as a Browns fan who goes tailgating at Browns games in Cleveland, compared to the two times I've been to Buffalo, Bills fans drink so much more at tailgates than Cleveland. That's not good. Because, again, same city,
yeah.
same access to
History
alcohol.
Of the team.
Why? Rust Belt?
Yeah.
What is it?
Same story.
Right. We have more interesting theories coming.
Okay.
Duffy on WCMF. The easiest way to get us on Instagram. Let's see. I'm sorry. Jake writes us, the reason we drink so much at football games is because Bills fans are so generous. You buy an 18, 24, 30 rack, dump it all in the cooler. Whoever needs it can get it.
All right.
And you don't keep track of what you're drinking. That's a good theory.
All right. So you're very Christian with your beers. You give.
Well, I mean, whatever denomination you are, yeah.
And what have cultures got to do with it? Like, big Polish population.
Irish.
Buffalo, Irish.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of Italians out there, too. You guys don't drink beer. You want, like, some weird colored liqueur in a tiny cup.
But we do drink.
You think you drink.
Yes, we think we drink.
You think you drink, but you don't. Like, I vividly remember taking my wife to her first Bills game.
Yeah.
And the look of horror on her face when I cracked my first beer at 8 in the morning.
Yeah. That's a lot to take in.
I was like, you want one? And she's like, do you have Bloody Marys? And I was like, no. And she's like, no.
Do you have Bloody Marys?
Well, I guess that's like the, if yeah. you're going to drink alcohol,
well, that's
like
a morning drink.
The standard thing, yeah. right?
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo, if you think about it, is almost, it's similar to like, it's a bigger version of a college town. Because if you go to like a college town where it's game day, it's everywhere. That's all people are doing that day.
Yeah, you're right.
And I feel like that's kind of the same thing. If you're anywhere near Buffalo on a game day, that's what everybody's doing.
No, that's a great call. All right, so then when as we hear this number, as we wrap up this conversation, trying to figure out what the drinking culture is, what leads to 8.6 beers a game compared to, again, the second drinkiest fan base being a full three beers lower, is this something we should try to change?
Is that a good thing? I mean, to be that boozed up.
Well, but I mean, like,
I mean, it could. We could see a change when that new stadium opens.
Yeah, Tommy, you touched on that. Like, I mean,
but that doesn't change the home drinking and the bar drinking. That just changes around the stadium. I mean, I'm not going to change how I drink because I bought a new stadium.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. She's right. Sorry, the outfit threw me off. we'll wrap it up with this.
What is that?
Ethan writes us on Instagram.
Oh, Duffy, Ethan.
On WCMF, and I'm going to read it
right. The
way I think he would be saying it. So, I think this also represents New York as a whole. People drink so much because it sucks to live here with weather and taxes, etc. Not like Ohio and Michigan.
Yeah, beautiful places to live.
Pennsylvania, where everybody wants to be. Let's take a break.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is the best way this dangerous situation could have ended.
Oh, good.
And it's really bad for the guy facing the allegations. But there is a small detail not mentioned that may get overlooked in this man's arrest.
All right.
He was doing a very social thing. And he was put in cuffs, it seems, Tommy, all by himself.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A man from Wayne County.
What'd he do?
Got in some trouble in Ontario County.
Oh, okay. Taking it on the road.
Authorities say around 12:30 Sunday morning, they were working doing post-concert traffic detail in Ontario County. Now, we don't know which venue, but there is one big venue in Ontario County. Traffic pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And things got more jammed up when traffic started moving, yet one car stopped driving as things cleared out.
Uh-oh.
Police say they went to check it out, and the driver, whose age we don't know, was asleep at the wheel.
And he was parked? I'm confused.
So he must have been in traffic.
In traffic and just fell asleep.
Just threw it in park and fell asleep waiting. Gotcha. So following... sleepy panda.
Oh,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, okay.
Following an investigation, they determined this man was intoxicated.
I hope so.
So he drunkenly fell asleep.
In traffic.
Post-concert traffic, yes. He was arrested, charged with DWI. Released to a sober party. He has a court date coming up, and this man is probably in a world of pain.
Yeah.
You know, not easy with the DWI. So, not the best move if the allegations are true. But there is something more unique about this story than just a sleeping DWI charge.
What are you saying?
Well, Tommy, you'd think this man would not be asleep in the front seat of his car if he had other people in his car with
him.
That's
true. Yeah. Somebody would wake him up. They're like, hey, got to move. Let's go.
Scoop!
Yeah.
Did he go to this concert alone?
He would have.
Unless he was driving through and didn't know there was a concert.
That's it. Was you're drunk driving through concert traffic on a Sunday night at 12:30?
Or working, potentially?
Again, you would avoid that area, right?
So he went to the concert alone, you're saying?
I mean,
I guess he's possibly met people there.
Okay, so let's talk about this. There are social things
that
people will do by themselves.
Yeah.
Has everyone in this room gone to a movie alone?
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy?
No.
Never?
I don't think I've ever gone to a movie alone.
Okay.
All right.
I've gone to a movie alone.
Oh, yeah. We were on the road.
Yeah. We all had meals alone at restaurants, right?
No.
You've never had a meal alone at a restaurant?
Maybe it's just a guy thing.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Really?
Like sat down at a table.
With a menu and an order.
Yeah. No.
Never.
Mm. No.
Okay.
I'd rather get like takeout before I did that.
Sometimes you don't have that option, Kimmy.
Yeah.
All right, look. Going to a movie alone, now that Kimmy hasn't, now I feel sad and pathetic.
I thought I was the norm.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Going to a movie alone, eating at a restaurant alone seems sad and pathetic, but if you've done it, you know it's way better than people think it is.
Yes.
Can you defend going to a concert without anyone else?
I mean,
I think it depends on the show. Because there are concerts and bands where I would expect to see people there just because they love the music so much and they couldn't find anybody else to go with them.
What? All right. How about 252 WCMF? What bands would you find it socially acceptable for a friend to go to by themselves?
So I've been to like shows at clubs by myself.
Okay.
but not at a big venue.
Yeah, let's talk conservation. Not like a bar or a nightclub or something like that. Well, yeah, because you could sit at the bar and just have a beer. Yeah. Like if you go to like C-Mac or Darien Lake.
But sit a seat by myself. I would be so bored without having an interaction with somebody with me to either enjoy the music or make fun of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I think any jam band has such extreme fans that they'll go alone and they'll dance on their own. And they
alone?
Don't care.
A jam band?
You would dance be alone?
You'd be shocked when we went to that show at the Sphere. We saw Dead & Company.
Yeah.
How many people were there by themselves, just there listening to the music? And they even said like they went multiple nights by themselves. My husband would absolutely go by himself if nobody wanted to.
Does he get
go
up
with
and
him.
Dance by himself?
Does your husband dance at Dead shows?
He has to.
So I haven't seen him. When we were in the seats, is that how he dances? So I'm guessing. So when we were in the seats, no, but he did when he went with a group of people that are also fellow Deadheads. They got floor tickets, and I would imagine he was scooting around.
Scooting around?
He's boot scooting?
He's boot scooting.
All right. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. I have two questions.
All right.
One, has anyone listening been to a venue concert, like a C-Mac, a Darien Lake, an arena show by yourself?
Okay.
Or two, 252 WCMF, which concert is it socially acceptable? Which band can you go by yourself and not feel judged? Because I was trying to come up with all night an artist where this would feel right for me, and I can't come up with one.
It would have to be the ones like Kimmy was talking about where people go multiple, like Dave Matthews or Fish or, you know, those where they go everywhere where that band is.
Okay, but I would think, though, with Dave Matthews, with Fish, with the Dead,
there
are so many Deadheads, Fish fans, fans. It's impossible to not know someone who wants to go.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Who's that band from Canada? Tragically Hip.
The Tragically Hip, yeah.
Like, that band is just, those people are insane for that band.
Yeah.
But I got to imagine, like, some of those Canadians that come down there, I wonder if they come down by themselves. Because that's a long trip to see, like.
Yeah, that 90 minutes will really get you.
No, but if you live in Toronto, ain't no 90 minutes. I bet you it's 4 or 5 hours.
Yellowknife? Yeah, it's going to be a lot. 4 or 5 hours? What roads are you, swimming across Lake Ontario?
If you're going to a concert in Canandaigua. You're living up in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
I ain't spending 4 or 5 hours in a car. Are you drinking Molson?
252-WCMF. All right. It looks like we may have struck a nerve here.
Okay, we found a lone concert guy.
Well, like our phones are locked up right now.
Not only just alone, but people traveling
alone
to these places.
It would have to be mostly men.
Well, you say that. We're going to start with a lady. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, what's going on?
Yeah, so in 2023, I went to see Winger, who were a part of Rocktoberfest, and I traveled to Monterey, Tennessee.
Okay, hold on. I just want to say this sentence out loud so you can hear it from somebody else, okay? Sherry, you traveled to Monterey, Tennessee to see Winger by yourself.
At a festival.
I did.
Okay. And as I said it.
Older and I wanted to see him before they toured.
Okay. I get that. But as I said it back to you, did it change how you felt about the situation before?
No.
Okay.
Because they don't come to Rochester and I wanted to see them. So.
But you didn't have a friend?
It was great.
You didn't have a boyfriend?
No, I did not. Nope. I met people up there. They were great. Traveled by myself, blared Winger all the way down, and it was a great concert. They did a great job.
All right. Well, I mean, if you're blaring Winger all the way down, you don't even really need to see the show. You've heard all the songs.
This is the saddest story I've ever heard, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And their new album out, too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's one sale.
Okay.
Sherry, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
I don't think I've ever met a Winger fan, like that kind of a Winger
Half
fan.
A Winger doesn't listen to Winger.
No, they hate them.
I mean, I would imagine you have to be a pretty big fan.
You'd
have
to be related like to Winger.
No, bro, if I had a family member in a band, I'm not going to that show by myself. I'm not going
yeah,
by
you,
myself.
Yeah, you'd take family.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the majority of single tickets sold have to be for bands of people that make that band their lifestyle.
Well, that would be, those jam bands.
Okay, but jam bands that fits. Like, outside of that.
Like popular music. I can't see it.
You sound so old in that outfit.
Popular.
Are you listening to the pop? Is it the top 40 music you're going to see? Have you just seen him on American Bandstand?
Like, if I met a woman that went to, like, a Taylor Swift show by herself, well, grown-ass woman.
I don't think,
like,
that would be that weird.
Well, you traveled to Toronto alone, got a hotel room, and went to a show by yourself. That's a sad woman.
No, you bring that up. This comes in from Jesse, Lady Jesse. Yeah. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Shows like Taylor, she writes, shows like Taylor Swift and Beyonce are so expensive, you can only go by yourself. If you have a ticket that costs $600-800, you have to find someone else that will spend $600-800, and sometimes that's impossible. That's a valid argument.
All right.
Yeah, like you would have to find somebody else that loves that person so much they're willing to spend that and go with you.
That would
and are available
though.
That day.
Go to a big show by yourself.
I think if you love that artist enough, you just want to be in the building. You don't even care who's around you.
All right. Evidently.
252 WCMF. We started this conversation with a man being arrested in Ontario County in concert traffic 12:30 Sunday morning. Police say they were doing traffic detail. Traffic started moving. He didn't. He was asleep at the wheel. He was arrested for a DWI. But you would think if someone else was in the car, he wouldn't have fallen asleep. Going to a concert by yourself, we all thought this was strange, and now we're getting lit up by everybody on social media. Folks waiting on hold. Pete's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
I'm actually doing that this weekend. I'm going down to Hershey, Pennsylvania to see Volbeat.
Well, with your personality, I get it.
Who's he saying?
My personality, oh my lord. They're a Danish rock band. They don't come around the U.S. all that often.
Oh,
last time they were anywhere remotely close to Rochester was in Syracuse, and that was almost 15 years ago.
They got that big hit?
What's it called?
Shringin' frogin' ringin' ongin' shringin' frogin' hangin' frongin'.
Look them up. You'd actually like them.
I'm going to take your word for it.
No, you can go to their website.
What's
it? www.shringin' frongin' hangin' hangin' frongin' shringin'.
It's better than Winger.
I agree with that. I can't.
They are the Danish Winger.
Yeah, they call them swing and hong and hang. So, Pete, you can't find anyone else in your life that wants to go, or do you want to go by yourself?
Well, no, my wife would have gone with me, but it's hard because we're going to the Blink 182 concert in September, so we're trying not to use up all of our babysitting resources, and plus we have dogs, so then we would have to find somebody to watch them overnight, and it was just too much. We said, screw it.
Shut up.
Well, no, plus this band. What's the name of the band again you're going to see alone?
Volbeat.
Yeah, so Kimmy, you know they do a Blink 182 cover.
What?
Schwingin' flong flong, schwingin' going flong. Pete, thanks for the call, buddy.
God. That's the saddest call we've ever heard.
Okay, I am confused because you'll go to a restaurant and eat by yourself, and that's not sad to you.
No.
You'll go to a movie by yourself.
I'll go
that's
to a bar and
sad.
Drink by myself.
I don't get why this is sad.
To drive to Hershey, Pennsylvania to see a Danish rock band.
Alone.
Other activities are supposed to be social.
Yeah, I understand.
A concert, you're there just for the show. It's not, you're not there to talk to other people.
I guess it's time and effort. Like to travel out of town alone.
I don't want to go with somebody who doesn't want to be here because you're just going to ruin the show for me. I'm sure your wife feels like that all the time.
No, I mean, to her point, the music you like sucks.
Even like when she brings you to her shows.
Oh.
And you're just miserable.
But I go.
Yeah.
I go. Sucks. But I go.
Oh, Rob,
I can see why she would want to go by herself.
Rob writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes, so the lady that went halfway around Earth to see Winger by herself, I have two tickets to see Slaughter in Mississippi if she's interested. Let's talk to Nate. Hey, Nate, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy. I just wanted to say that I went to see Billy Joel when I was on a work trip in New York City at MSG, and it was the absolute time of my life. I'm not a huge Billy Joel fan, but I went to go check it out and met a bunch of great people and had a great time.
Okay. But you were working out of town.
I'm with him on this.
I get that one I get. If he would have just drove to New York alone.
If he was a woman, you'd be like, sad.
No.
Sad, lonely woman. You can't get a guy to take you to the concert.
You're getting very upset, Kimmy. And I think
that's not how I sound. You know it.
And by the way, you're getting very loud. You're going to hurt his ears.
Yeah, I'm a sad, lonely man, not a sad, lonely woman, by the way.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
No, that one I get.
No, I think there is a distinction here. It's very easy. Okay. If you are traveling for the sake of seeing that show alone, if you are stuck somewhere.
But we're talking about local shows, too.
No, I agree with you. Like, if you're traveling to see Mac or Darien Lake by yourself, there's something there. If I am working in New York, Detroit, whatever.
But you also
whatever,
went out of your way to go to the show.
Yeah, but I have no one else to go
How
with
is
me.
Going to a show at MSG because you're in the area this different than going to a show at CMAC because you live here?
Because you're kind of stuck in a place for a night, you got nothing to do, and you're just bored, work's done. You still had to go
out of your way, pay for that ticket, which was probably expensive.
You did. You might be able to put it on a company dime. But if you told me he drove down to Billy Joel by himself, yeah. That's sad.
He went out of his way to go to the show by himself, and I don't think that's sad. You guys are the one. I'm pointing out your hypocrisy.
All right, no. Here is the logic behind it. Right. When you are around your home, Kimmy, you have a social circle around you from which to pull. If you're in New York by yourself, you don't
been
know
working
anybody.
All day. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know anybody.
Yeah, but you also chose to go to a show that you were. I mean, he didn't seem like he just went because he was in town. It's not like he was a huge fan of the music, even.
Okay, you know what this is? Obviously not a former road comic. Not as cool.
Well, that's what it is. I can relate because I was on the road, so it's fine.
You've never even had a meal by yourself, you psycho!
Or a movie.
I'm not saying I did, but you guys, I just don't understand why you guys see it as sad sometimes, but not other times.
There is logic! Like, okay,
no, there's not. You're still going to a show by yourself. That's what we're talking about. It doesn't matter why you're there. You're there by yourself.
Matt writes
because if you were there and you saw that guy, you wouldn't know why he's there by himself.
I would go, hey, where do you live? And he would tell me. And I go, would you come here just for the show? And he'd go, no, I'm working. I'm like, okay, it's fine. You can stay. Matt writes us on Instagram, WWCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes, I average 10 fish shows a year and do about 2 solo. My wife hates fish, so if my buddies don't go, I go by myself. I love going alone. Multiple exclamation points.
So he dances by himself at fish shows.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
You're going to love this one.
Right.
Hachiroku.
Oh, yeah.
He writes us on Instagram. Says, I went to Phil Collins alone. Because of the nature of his music, I was called the most depressed person at our college radio station in Buffalo in 2019. But, you know, he did get to hear that great Phil Collins show. There's nothing like Phil Collins. You do terrible impressions. That is the worst of your terrible impressions. 252-WCMF. You are drawing weird. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, I think if you are a dancer at a show, you should go alone.
No.
Like, you should.
No.
You should, because if you're going with other people who aren't as into the music, who don't want to stand up and dance.
I hate it.
Go by yourself. Yes. Go have the time of your life and without a care.
Because I'm not going to get up and dance with you. So then they always give you that look. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Hey. No, I'm not dancing.
The only show where you are allowed.
Don't ask me.
The only show you're allowed to dance with yourself, Billy Idol. Any other one?
Yeah.
No go.
Well, it's almost a command.
252-WCMF. I will agree with Kimmy that you're being a hypocrite in drawing a line between men going alone and women going alone, because it does seem you're doing that.
I am.
Okay. Jennifer's on CMF. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Jennifer. What do you got?
I've been to several Slayer shows, Overkill, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit by myself. I'll go to Danny Lake, ride the rides all by myself, and enjoy the show.
Wait, you're doing rides by yourself?
I'm going home.
Yeah.
You're doing alone
the whole day.
Alone amusement park.
Honey, that's sad.
No, because it's better. Because I can go where I want, do what I want. And a lot of my friends don't like to go up front. I have to be up front at the show. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I think people like
a lot more fun.
People like to experience concerts differently, and if you're not with somebody
who
wants to be up front or push and shove their way through like a crowd.
If I told you I went up to Seabreeze by myself, was on a jackrabbit. My old ugly face bouncing around on a jackrabbit by myself. You would laugh your ass off.
I'm doing that on Saturday.
All right, Jennifer, can I ask you some personal questions? Do you mind?
Sure.
Okay, you married, you single, what's a single?
What do you think? She's bad.
I'm in a relationship. I have been for 16 years.
You're stupid.
In your face.
This is the relationship.
What are you doing with your hands, bro? No, the reason I asked, Jennifer, is I would understand if you are a woman that wants to meet like-minded people, that maybe you're going to go home with somebody, but you've never like gone home with anyone from a concert you went to by yourself.
No. And usually if my boyfriend does go with me, he has a back problem, so he has to stand in the back. So he ends up holding my jacket while I'm up front.
Yeah, that's the story, and he's sticking to it.
Well, he's got his rope belt on. He doesn't want to get too
close. Oh, you know he's roping.
Jennifer, have fun at your shows alone. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The solo rides is what really throws me off.
That is insane, man.
Okay. Man, who knew so many women that listen to The Break Room are going to concerts by themselves?
They're like lone wolves.
Well, there's more. Deborah's on CMF, a wolfess, if you will.
Oh, well, wolfess?
Deborah, how you doing?
Duffy, how are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I went to New York City to see Bruce Springsteen by myself.
Okay. Why didn't you did nobody want to go see Bruce with you?
Because I paid $3,000 to see him up close. Ooh. I wanted to be in the second row.
Okay.
So no one can afford.
That makes sense.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I love Bruce, Deborah.
No, I would go anywhere. Me too, but I would go anywhere to see Bruce.
Okay. But here's the thing. I love Bruce. Was he worth a $3,000 ticket?
Yes, this was the Broadway one. I've seen him like 15, 20 times. I don't know, but this was Broadway. So it was the first time I had ever seen him tell the story. Yeah, it was amazing.
Wait, he did Broadway?
Yeah, it was like a storyteller's thing.
Oh, but he's like by himself.
Yeah.
Right.
That would suck.
Yeah. Well, no, because you're getting the insight. You're getting inside.
But he's just talking.
Unique experience.
Yeah. Come see Bruce talk up close.
It was acoustic and everything. It was amazing. It was amazing. And I do everything by myself, Kimmy. I'm sorry. You should go eat by yourself, and you should go to the movies by yourself, too.
You should be unpopular like Deborah.
Ran them all off, did you, Deb? Ran them all off.
Sophie and I are friends on Instagram. He knows me. No,
oh, I know this. Sorry, Deborah's a sweetheart.
She's a lonely Deb?
Yeah.
No, she's very sweet. I like Deborah a lot. When we get off the phone with her, I'll tell you how I really feel about Deborah.
Shut up.
Bye, Deborah. Bye, see you, Bill Gray's. Bye. There goes Deborah.
Yeah, all these sad, lonely women. They got to be sad.
All right, look, I was on your side in the beginning.
They got no man?
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
What?
I'm such a hypocrite.
They got no man.
You should do stuff by yourself. I do stuff by myself all the time.
It's different
for
guys. If
one woman calls in to say she did something by herself, you're like, wow, that's really sad, Deborah.
Like, I get why. I can see a guy why he doesn't have a woman in his life, right? But every girl can get a guy.
Well, maybe she doesn't want one. Why would somebody want a you?
But I'm a guy. I get that women don't want us, but you can get
so
any.
But you can get
companionship.
What?
Women can have companionship in a second.
Yeah, but they don't. I'm saying maybe
they can snap
they
a finger, have 10
it.
Guys. The ugliest chick could get
oh
10
my
guys.
God.
No, to Kimmy's point, maybe the question is not why are so many women going to concerts alone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the question is why don't they want to take us to concerts with them?
Okay.
Maybe that's the bigger question.
Of course, we pay.
Do you?
Yeah. You ever? I paid every concert I've taken a woman to. I have paid, and same for you. And you didn't even have money.
But if she wants to go spend money on Bruce Springsteen, you're not coughing up three grand.
G's. So exactly. Yeah, so you're not
that's
paying.
That's a unique weirdo. She's a rich weirdo.
Let's take a break.
Okay, we're not going
to
win.
Everybody no, I'm just trying to be nice.
Well, no, don't take like I'm on your side because I'm not on your side. I just disagree with this one little part because I'm still. Going to concerts alone is weird.
Yes.
You're all a bunch of weirdos, and you should be ashamed of yourself. And thank you for listening.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Big event this weekend, or next weekend. Big event.
Going?
All right, so a couple of things here.
Yeah.
One, I didn't know these were a real thing until like fairly recently.
Okay.
I thought they were like cartoony. Two, I didn't know that people still own these.
Oh.
Three, I didn't know there was enough interest in these where you could have an entire gathering of people who not only own them, but were excited to see them who didn't own them.
So some people are going to play them. Some people are just going to watch.
That's what it sounds like.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, August 24th.
Let me write this down.
At the State Transportation Museum.
Where is that?
It's in Henrietta. It's actually right down the street from my house.
There's a State Transportation Museum.
Yeah, they got trains, whole bunch of stuff. Oh. It's actually a pretty cool scene.
They got like subways?
No sandwiches.
They don't have a subway at the transportation?
I think they might have a subway.
Does that have like graffiti?
I've never been. Oh. I've just driven by.
Okay.
All right. So, but this has nothing to do with transportation.
Okay.
On August 24th at the State Transportation Museum, there will be the Gathering of Organ Grinders.
Wait, the old school?
Yeah, the old timey instrument you saw in the cartoons.
Yeah, it had the monkey dancing around.
Exactly. For those of you who don't know what an organ grinder is, an organ grinder sounds like this. Is that Smooth Criminal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Michael
Jackson?
Okay, Andy. Andy, are you okay? Okay, so.
Okay.
Actually, now I'm kind of interested in the organ grinder.
Yeah.
All right, so there are going to be a bunch of people who own these things bringing their organ grinders to the Transportation Museum to show them off.
Yeah.
And if you would like to, you can be amongst these organ grinder enthusiasts, listening to them play, having them answer questions, etc.
Oh.
Tommy, how many tickets can I get you to the gathering of the organ grinders at the Transportation Museum?
I might go. I might go.
What is it?
Because your mom's emceeing it. Biggest organ grinder I know.
How did I not see that?
I don't know.
Stop it.
I didn't even, did they make new organ grinder machines?
Bro, I have given you all of the organ grinder information I have.
I'm guessing the draw of it is that it's old. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of the...
You'd have to listen to that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was actually pretty impressive.
For a minute. Like, you imagine hearing like 40 of them going off at once.
It seems
once.
Like something you'd stop and watch as like a street act for
yeah.
a second.
Well, that's what it was.
And then move on.
But
it was a street performer.
But, like, I don't know if like I'm going to a concert.
But like you don't even see street performers using them anymore.
No, I but that's never, why you would be interested.
I don't
initially.
Think I've ever seen one live, even as a kid.
Same
going season. Back in the day.
Who still owns an organ grinder?
Yes.
And what would be the purpose of owning said organ
and
grinder?
And you had to maintain it to such condition that you could take it on the road with you to events.
And to that, along those lines, I don't think you can walk into Guitar Center and get extra pieces for your organ grinder if something were to fail. Like, where am I taking it to get repaired, tuned, whatever?
Do you think anyone got the monkey?
I can't imagine you could have a live monkey next to you these days.
Why not? It's your pet. Somebody's got to bring a monkey. That kind of completes the picture.
Okay, fine. Maybe there's a monkey. I don't know. I think they would include that. The monkey would be the bigger draw than the organ grinder.
They're adorable.
Okay, but past the point.
Yeah.
Past the point of I own an organ grinder.
Yeah.
I think the more important question is, who is going to see the organ?
Yeah,
grinder?
I'm not even. I'm just going to watch.
Because I want to walk
That's
through.
That's a perv.
Organ grinder enthusiasts.
But Kimmy, let's walk through what a special person that would be. All right. Because if I am that person, uh-huh. I am quite interested in organ grinders,
mm-hmm.
but have not committed to an organ grinder of my own. So this is an event where I get to look at and enjoy other people's organ grinders.
Yes.
That's
this-
not true. Maybe you're a collector and you can appreciate a good organ grinder.
Okay, but then I have my own organ grinder,
yeah,
which
right.
I can bring
but,
to the organ
like,
grinder.
Like, I'm just
going
to sit there and watch, and then I'm probably going to go up and talk to the people that play it. I'll have questions.
Yeah, we got organ grinder questions. Yeah. Like, who are you and what are you doing here?
Stop touching my organ grinder. Can I pet your monkey?
Jesus. Right.
Does he bite?
All right, over under 25 people at the organ grinder gathering.
They can't get. I'm going to go under.
You're going under?
It's
going
to be like one of those sad. Every once in a while in the news, like they'll show you like something that happened like the day before.
Yeah.
And they'll like show, like they'll scan the park and there's like seven people standing there, but it's a news story.
I don't know though. Sometimes they show those shows and there's like hundreds of people there and you're like,
yeah.
What have I been missing?
True.
Like, I'm
guessing
you just never know.
This ain't going to be that.
All right, 252 WCMF, August 24th, the gathering of the organ grinders at the State Transportation Museum in Henrietta. You would think a guy who's into organ grinding, pretty big dork, right?
Dork Central. Major dork. King of Dorkia.
Cody's on CMF. Hey, Cody, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. What do you got, man?
So I'm vice president of the Transportation Museum, so if you've got grinder questions, I've got grinder answers.
Cody!
You are not.
Right, first question. Why?
You're not.
Why what?
Well, okay, Tommy doesn't believe you're the vice president of the Transportation Museum.
I'm second vice president. If you go find our latest newsletter,
he
my
couldn't
name's
even
on
be first
there.
Vice president. Hey, what kind of loser can't even get first vice president of the Transportation Museum?
I could have. I didn't want it.
I don't even want it, man. Too much pressure. It used to be about the transportation. Now it's gone corporate. Cody, how many organ enthusiasts, guys or gals who own organ grinders, will be there on the 24th?
So on any normal day, like a normal random Sunday we're open, we might get anywhere from 50 to 60 people. We've done this at events a number of years now, and we've gotten upwards of 200 to 300.
No,
wait.
Why you lie, Cody?
Like visitors.
Why you lie?
Wait, to see the trains or to see the organ?
No, for the organ grinders.
300.
That's all organ grinder like viewers. As far as grinders themselves, we usually get 15 to 25 organs.
No, you don't.
Seriously.
Where do they come from?
Buy Tommy a ticket, bring him on out, and he'll see it.
So they come from like all over the country?
Most of them are actually fairly local, like Western New York. They've got like a whole club. I mean, I don't know the information on it, but they literally have like a club and everything.
Man.
It's pretty wild.
That means they get together.
Some of them are small, like some of them are little, like briefcase size, and then they've got a couple guys that bring them they're big enough, they've got to go on a trailer.
Wait, you getting Mega Grinder?
I am Mega Grinder.
Every time your mind, Mega Grinders all night.
Please stop that.
But they do a lot of covers.
What on the creep,
Jimmy. Jimmy, can you Google what an organ grinder costs? Because I think that's going to be...
It's got to vary if the size is very... like.
Well,
Cody
if it's
said.
Antique, too, man. It's got to go way back.
You think they still make organ grinders?
Hey, I'm finding out stuff.
All right.
They're pretty much all...
There's a couple that are like new kit builds, but they're pretty much all
kit
vintage.
Build. Shut up,
and
you
yeah,
dork.
Pretty much all of them are playing music all day.
Okay. I mean, I'm learning a lot right now.
Yeah, I am
I'm
too.
Learning a lot about things.
Interesting.
Yeah. One, Cody gets closer to my house than I thought, which is unsettling.
And he runs the train museum.
No. He's the second vice president of the train museum. Hey, Tommy was curious. Do you guys have subway cars?
There is one ex-Rochester subway car.
Oh.
It's at the museum that's neighboring us, and they're currently restoring it.
So there you go. Okay. Two transportation museums right next to each other.
Damn.
And organ grinder music in the background. So you got that going.
And we've got rides on old Philadelphia cars. So
old Philadelphia cars.
I love how you try to make... You would love that. You're making fun of
I don't know what that is.
He's holding this back.
Is, yeah, it's like a trolley?
I mean, you know, we heckle all day. It's fine. But this is literally like Tommy's event. We should have named it Tommy's Day. I mean, maybe I'll do that next year.
Or maybe think a little longer about a more creative name for the day for Tommy.
Hey, that's their name, not ours.
Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck being the second vice president, which means if the president and the first vice president die, he is now president of the trade movement.
Yes. Tommy, we'll see you there.
See you, Cody.
So he's the second vice president?
On the trade museum!
So that means there's a president.
Yeah.
There's a vice president.
Yeah.
Then there's a second vice president.
And then they're out of people that go to the trade museum.
And that's all the people that bought tickets. I got a season pass. To the train museum.
Oh, Kimmy.
I have no idea where to go with this because there are some that are like $20. I'm guessing it's like a nothing grinder.
Yeah.
And then there are some that are thousands of dollars. So I don't know what the average organ grinder costs.
Okay.
There's one that's like $500. Maybe that's the average. I have no idea.
Because that instrument has to go back to like the early 1800s.
Yeah, I didn't know they were real things. I thought they were like cartoon jokes.
Yeah.
La 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 la. Okay, is a squeeze box an organ grinder?
That's a different.
Okay,
that's basically an accordion.
Accordion, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is an upright.
Yeah.
With a handle with a like one leg on it.
Okay.
The one I remember. I got it right.
From your childhood in the late 1800s?
Yes.
Well, Tommy, it's a time to come in for dinner. I'm a done and nubbing all of these guys. That was your mom. That's what she said.
Wait, my mom was nubbing guys with Italian accent.
And then her Danish friend was next door. Greatest show in the history of radio.
Oh, God.
All right, let's take a break. Okay.